Describe a foreigner who speaks Chinese well.
What foreign languages do Chinese children learn? English is the main foreign language that Chinese children learn. There may be some schools that teach other languages like Japanese, Korean, Spanish, and German, but English is by far the most desirable. I'd say this because it is the most widely spoken language in the world, and most Chinese people believe that speaking English will give them more opportunities in life if they can speak it well. For example, students who want to study abroad require a good level of English in order to be accepted into a good university. Studying abroad and speaking English will definitely open up these students to job opportunities in international companies, giving them a much better life. Why do Chinese children learn English? Chinese children learn English for a couple of reasons. The first and most important reason is because Chinese children are expected to get a high level of education, so they create many great opportunities for themselves, particularly job opportunities. This means they must learn English really well. Lots of young children today have English tutors, and as a result, they can already speak the language quite fluently and will definitely see the benefits in their futures. Another reason Chinese kids learn a second language is because it improves brain function. There's a lot of research that says learning a language stimulates both left and right hemispheres of the brain, and the brain literally gets bigger and stronger, which will also help the child to live a long life with a healthy brain. Why are so many people learning English? English is the most widely spoken language in the world. It's possibly even the most important language. It's definitely the language spoken between people from different countries. For instance, if two people meet and one is from China and the other Italy, the most likely common language that they both speak is English. So if they don't know English, then they are unable to communicate. And in the world we live in today, so many people are traveling, living abroad, and doing business internationally that English is essential. Is it easier for children to learn languages than adults? Yes, it has been proven that language learning is easier for children. A child's brain, especially before the age of 10, can acquire language more rapidly than an adult's brain. As individuals age, their brains become less flexible, making it more challenging for them to learn new things. A child's brain is still in the process of development and can readily adapt to change. For instance, children can easily perceive and produce new sounds that are not present in their native language, whereas adults are constrained by the sounds they already know how to recognize and pronounce. How can someone help a child to learn English? To learn English requires a teacher or tutor. I think this is the best way to help a child learn this language. Most children learn English at school in their English classes. However, if parents think this is not enough, or the children are slow to catch on, they can pay for a tutor, and their child can attend classes after school. These classes should be conducted in English, and at the beginning, pictures can come in handy for learning basic words. Children learn quickly, but repetition is important, so classes should be regular, like a few times a week. Of course, they should practice all the main skills of speaking, listening, reading, and writing. How can tech make language learning more fun for children? Technology has made learning languages more enjoyable for kids nowadays. First of all, there are a lot of language learning games that kids can play on the computer. This can be more engaging than traditional textbooks for children. For example, there are online games that focus on the 26 English letters, and some of them have exciting stories that make learning feel like an adventure. Plus, thanks to all the high-tech stuff, teachers can get pretty creative in the classroom. For instance, in English class, teachers can show interesting English movies or cartoons that kids really like. While they watch, they also learn new words effortlessly. It's easily one of the coolest ways for kids to learn a language. Do you think the way people learn English today is the same as in the past? No, I think the main difference between the way people learn English today and how they learned it in the past is to do with technology. Technology has developed so much over the years, And with each new development, there is a new way of learning a skill like speaking or writing in English. For example, today people do most things online. So if someone wants to be tutored in English, then they can do this in person or find someone online who lives in an English-speaking country. If someone wants to improve their listening skills, then they can download an audio and at the same time the digital book and follow along, stopping and starting the audio as they need. However, back before the internet, people would listen to audios on a cassette tape and read real paper books. And before cassette tapes, I guess they would just have to learn by speaking to people. So the way we learn has definitely changed a lot, and it's all to do with technology. What are the benefits of the internet for people's learning? There are so many benefits that the internet provides for people's learning. The internet is a place where we can find information about whatever we want to know. So if someone wants to learn about the history of China, for example, they can simply Google this, and they'll find so many resources from videos to articles to university papers and blog posts. Another benefit of learning online is that people can study online. COVID is one example of this. During this time, people were unable to leave their homes, but they still wanted to learn. Universities ran classes online so students could still continue their studies. People who weren't at university had many options too. They could buy a course and study a topic they were interested in. Alternatively, they could pay to study with someone one-on-one or in a group setting.